Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We desire your prayers tonight. Not feeling too well. I just feel nauseated to my stomach, and just pray for me tonight. Just pray for Tim also. And we just thank God for what he's doing on the broadcast. There's a lot of people that are calling in saying that the Lord's been healing them and touching them, and we just give God the praise for that. We do have a couple urgent prayer requests. We asked you to remember Dora and Jay in your prayers tonight. We pray that God continue to touch her, and she got to hurting the other day. I don't know where she was hurting, but she was got to hurting and had to go to the emergency room. So remember her. And remember Elizabeth Belcher. She fell and hurt her shoulder. And Ann Hagen is in the hospital needing God to move for her. She's got a daughter that is on hospice, and her heart's failing her. So remember that. And remember all the family. Pat Dossie is said that she is needing healing in her lower back. So there's many, many needs, and I'll get to the rest of the requests here in a few minutes, but we just want everyone to join us tonight as we lift up the name of Jesus and worship and praise, and as we preach the Word of God. And we just want to thank God for what he's done for our friend Carolyn Cooper that's been going through chemo and everything. The Lord touched her and gave her a good report, and they said that she was cancer-free, but she still needs prayer for God to give her the strength that she needs, and just pray for her and her family, and just continue to pray for little Landon. He started on a new chemo, some kind of medicine that is supposed to help get rid of the tumors. So just remember him. They said it had a lot of side effects to it. We're just praying and believing that God's going to touch him and he won't have no side effects. Pray for his grandparents that are taking care of him. And there's just so many more out there that is needing prayer. But just remember these that I've mentioned. Leela. And Tico over there in the Philippines, her husband has sung on this broadcast before, and they're in very much need of prayer. She's had her leg amputated, and I think Brother Don said that she was supposed to have some more of it amputated. So let's just remember that family in prayer. Don said that he's at his lowest, the lowest that he's ever been, so we really need to lift him up to the Lord. Ask God to strengthen him and for God to get him through this that he's going through. And we just want to thank God for the good service that we had on last night. The Lord come down and moved and blessed, and people got some deliverance, and thank God for that. And I'm going to read what the title is to our broadcast. I just put the title, Watch and Pray and Be Ready at All Times. Matthew 24:44 says, Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. You know, we don't want to be unaware and not be ready and watching and praying and waiting for the Lord's return. We want to have the Lord in our hearts, and we want to be diligent of what we're doing for him, and we want everything to be right with us and the Lord when he comes. And that's what this subject is going to be about tonight. And me and Tim are going to go over here and sing some, and then we'll get our preacher here in a few minutes to just pray for us as we sing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
When morning comes and burden seems hard to bear, and I wonder, does anyone really care? And when it seems like it's hopeless and everything's gone wrong, I look around and count my blessings, and the morning doesn't seem so long. When I start my day with you,
praise your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? They're filled up all the grain, just when they're on the ground. And there's so much work to be done. So what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many God's souls belong to you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. There's these doors closing, coming out. So we must first right now, there is why it's so plain to see the sun going down. So today, while time remains, and the blood still flows, from the north and the south and the east and the west and the east. What you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour, but these doors are closing, coming now. You gotta tell them about Jesus, tell them about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only God. God tells the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. The deep door is closing, coming out. The deep door is closing, coming out. The deep door is closing, coming out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope, my friend, along this earthly trail. Let's dig out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him, don't end where angels call. We better get our hearts rocked. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's come back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. step back to God. Just learn to trust the power that is in back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's step back to God. I show you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
I'm going to do this for Brother James out there. He loves this song.
You know how we feel. No something's missing. And you can feel small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? You think just for you, all because someone dies. Do you know how it feels when it comes to surrender and you get washed away, never to be remembered, and know that it's real? Tell me, you know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night, and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it goes? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melting and tears started flowing the moment you found it? Do you know how it feels? You know you've been tamed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. You know how it goes, wherever you go, you still get a feeling that you're not at home, though heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels, and how does it feel? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all alone? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? To know how it feels. Living in a cold, dark world. Evolution taught by man. They took prayer out of school and violence filled our land. They ordered the Ten Commandments removed from their side. But one question I'd like to ask them, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Let anybody tell me. I'm doing what I know to do. I'm looking for Jesus, He's the way through. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm for Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me You may think I'm strange, maybe the way I do. Different from this world, out of self, oh how to roll. Call me crazy, oh insane, and tell me I'm not right. But one question I want to ask you, what's wrong with living right?
If you love him, you're looking for him because you trust him He said, I'll come back and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. So glory to God. We sitting on lookout and watching for him right now. Our soul is longing to see him. Bless God. I'm getting older now. Everything on me, I believe with my eyebrows, is done turned gray. But praise God. Look at him. When I get to see Jesus, I don't know what age I'll be. I don't know what I'll be like. But I'm satisfied because the Bible said I'd be like him. So I'm looking for him and longing for today. Glory to God. When this world, all the evil won't even be in my mind and I won't remember it. What about you, friend? Are you ready? If he comes, is he going to find you watching? Because that's what we're preaching. He said, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Now that's what he said.
Amen.
Now you think about it. If I come to you and I said, hey, I had a vision of night, your house going to be robbed this week. I seen three men come in. I don't know if they hurt y'all, but they're going to rob you. Still, you'd be sitting up watching for them, wouldn't you? You ain't going to let them just come in and take your stuff you worked for so hard. You ain't going to let them come in and threaten you and your family. You're going to be watching for them evil men and to block them from coming in your house. But why don't we do Satan that way? Glory to God. He's trying to destroy you. He wants to carry you to a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And we don't watch for him. We let him slip in the back door and things that we know we ain't supposed to do. We catch ourselves looking in that direction. If we're watching for Jesus, guess what, folks? We're going to be preparing for Jesus. We're going to keep our heart right. I'm going to do some fasting praying. That's what I've been doing lately. Is do without that food. I ain't lost no weight. But I can do without that food and pray because that's what he said to do. Glory to God.
Yeah.
He said, therefore, be ye also ready for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man coming. Just as some people say, man, I don't believe he's coming this week. I don't believe he's coming this year. Praise God. He may surprise you because you see, he ain't just coming back in the clouds of glory, but he may come back for you tonight. I may not get out of this room, that he may call me home. Send the angels to get me, and my body be laying here when they find me. But glory to God, I'm ready. See, that's what counts. What if you start out in the morning, going to work or going to town, and somebody hits you and kills you? Will you be ready? Because that's what we're preaching. You can't just go around thinking I'm ready, but you got to know that you are. I've got to do all that I can do right now to make me ready to meet the Lord. I don't want to stand before him. The Bible said, with a spot, a wrinkle, or a blemish on my robe, on my soul. I want to be clean. I want to be pure. And he said, be you holy, for I'm holy. So praise God.
Amen.
I want to be holy. The beauty of holiness. Praise God. Brother Don preaches on it all the time. Why? Because he experiences it in his life. That's why it's in his mind.
Yeah.
That's why we preach it. There ain't nothing no more beautiful on a man or a woman than to live holy for the Lord. And
it makes
them so beautiful because they got a goal about them. You don't believe it? Ask your sister Betty. She's right over here tonight. And she can tell you about going in a restaurant. And people come over. You come in and I saw a glow about you. Why? That's God. That ain't me. Ain't nothing marvelous about me. The only thing marvelous about me is who lives inside my heart. And that's Jesus
Christ.
That's it. Amen. He goes on and said, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. We're doing the things this book in my hand tells us to do. We're living the Word of God. We're applying it to our life. We're keeping ourselves clean. We're keeping our record right both day and night. Glory to God. Because we're watching. We're looking for Jesus. And we don't want him to find us, glory to God, something laying by the wayside where we should have been walking straight and narrow. We don't want him to find us
on
the other road that leads to destruction. We want to walk the straight narrow path that carries us into the joys of our Lord, glory to God. And that's what it's about. But people come into church and they dead or anything you ever saw. They come in and sit down. They'll never move. They'll never speak. They get up and they go home. Well, who are they watching for? If you're watching for Jesus, you ought to be excited. If you're watching for him, you think he's coming, right?
Amen.
And you're all excited or looking for it because you think he'd come any minute. It don't matter, day or night, we're still looking for Jesus. And they come to church, and they done got all they need. I don't need to seek the Lord no more. I don't have to get up to testify. I don't have to raise my hand and shout. I don't have to say praise the Lord. I don't have to do nothing. I'm just going to sit there. And you want to tell me when he comes.
Amen.
You're going to be found watching. You might want to look back and see what the Bible says about that praising the Lord, giving him glory, the power of the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. Glory
yeah.
to God. I ain't saying nothing new, but glory to God anytime you listen. We don't know when Jesus is coming, friend. It may be tomorrow. It might be tonight. It might be next week, but are you ready?
That's
Holy
it.
God.
Come on.
He passed so good. He said, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But,
yes.
I love that word. One of the smallest words, but it's just but. And it says, but, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Believe me, there's plenty of Christians that said, I've been going to church all these years and he ain't come back. I'm just going to get out for a while and have some fun. That's what they do. He said, but if he says that, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day. Now listen to this part. When he looketh, not for him. Ain't that a whole lot of difference? Say, you don't think he's coming today when you ain't even looking for him at all. That's what that man fell into that condition. He wasn't looking for God no more. He wasn't worried about God no more. He's worried about the fun he could have out drinking with people. Having fun again. I'm back in the world, glory to God. I'm having a good time.
Come on. Amen.
He shall come in a day when he's looking not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And
Amen.
Shall cut thunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it's just what you deserve. Praise God. If you're in the house of God or you're listening tonight and you know you're not ready and you don't make yourself ready, when he comes, you deserve whatever you get. Because he's given you every opportunity. The preachers have preached this for years. Glory to God. But don't you think now it's a little closer than it ever was? We don't know when China and Russia are going to get together and decide to just wipe us out. Well, if you're not saved, what are you going to do? Just burn in the rest of your life for eternity and eternity on and on? Because if we're ready and they do kill us, I'm going to be with the Lord. I don't know about y'all,
Amen.
But I know how it feels to be laid down at night and know that no matter what happens, I'm all right. And that's a feeling I will not be without. I'm not going to lay down if I got a question about my salvation. We're going to work it out, me and the Lord, because I ain't going to sleep without that experience in my soul. How about you, folks? How many times have you laid down at night and know you've done something wrong that day, but you didn't just get down and actually cry out to Jesus, say, Lord, please forgive me. I can't go to sleep till I know you took this off of me. I don't want to fail you. I don't want to miss heaven. I can't throw my salvation away. Please forgive me and take me back. He will take you back. But you've got to come. And from then on, you got to watch yourself. That's what watching means. Well, you don't have to watch the world. Watch yourself. Keep you unspotted from this world. Glory to God. Live sinless. Live blameless. Walk upright before God. Hallelujah. Let him lead your life and guide you. We think we get into the example of some that didn't do it. And it starts in chapter 25 right there in Matthew. Talking about the merchants.
Yes.
He said, then shall the kingdom of heaven, that's when he comes back. The kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish.
Amen.
Is that what it's going to be in the church? You know, we got so many that praise God, but they don't do it right when they get home. That's the last time they open their Bible until they come back to church again. We got a lot of things, people, we need to straighten up and get right, because the eyes of God are everywhere. He sees everything we do. He even knows our thoughts. That the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder even the joints and marrow,
yeah,
and glory to God, even the intents of the heart and the thoughts.
Yeah.
If he knows your thoughts, you know what you're thinking. It goes over here and says, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. You have the Spirit of God in them nowhere. They didn't have that salvation they needed either, I guarantee you.
Amen.
He said, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And said, while the wise group said, they all slumbered and slept. They all laid down, like every one of them knew how it feels to be right with God, to be waiting on that bridegroom coming. I'm going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory to God. As soon as that trump sounds, I'm going to leave this ground. But I got news, it didn't happen that way.
It's come on.
And at midnight, there's a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. Praise God, wouldn't you like to hear that tonight? Glory to God. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. How many of y'all will be asking when you see them other Christians sitting there with their hands up and they start changing? Before you, that old fleshly body melts away and that heavenly body comes up and they go to going up to God. Ain't you going to be hollering, give me some of that. I want to go with you. Wait a minute. Don't leave me here. And it's going to be too late for you.
Come on. That's right.
That's going to be the time when there's going to be more mourning and crying on this earth than there's ever been, even after all the big wars and all that stuff we've had through the times. Glory to God. That time right then, when that trump sounds and people start leaving up and going to God and all the rest of them is looking up and crying, give me some of that. Give me some of that I want to go to. And all you got to do is live it, friend. Jesus is glad to give it to you.
Yeah.
It said, then all those virgin girls trimmed their lamps, and then they said, give us some of your oil. Our lamps have gone out. Well, they've been out for a while. That's why they was foolish. They wasn't watching for God. They wasn't watching for the bridegroom. They was just there and with the other virgins and the wise ones. They said, well, if they got so much, give us some of it. And here's what the wise answered. They said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, buy for yourselves. In other words, you get down on your face and you cry out to God. And maybe there's time that you can repent and he might give you that oil of gladness inside you.
Amen.
That oil of the Spirit of the living God. Something that'll carry you on up. Hallelujah, God. Where you won't be left, dear friend. I ain't got it. I can't give it to you. If I could pray you through, I'd do it. But I can't. You've got to get it from Jesus. You've got to get it from the source.
Right.
Only place you can get it. And he said, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut.
Amen.
And also the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. And
amen.
That next right here said, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't
amen.
Know. If I went to God, I could tell you the exact day, or at least give you a month or a week or something that he's coming in. But I don't know. But I know this. If you're ready, it won't matter.
Amen.
You've heard people argue. They argue about the tribulation. I've heard preachers argue. Oh, we ain't going to be here when the tribulation starts. The other said, oh, yeah, we're going to be here halfway through it. And the third said, when he said immediately after those days of tribulation, we're going home. And I said to them this, it don't matter, does it? Looked at me funny. I said, if you're ready, it don't matter, does it? If you died during the tribulation, or whatever happened during the tribulation, or how long we have to be here, God will see us through it, and he will take us home if we're ready. And friend, that's what, glory to God, that's what it's about tonight. If you're ready, to meet Jesus, he's ready for you. Glory to God. I didn't say he was going to kick and take you home, but he'll be ready when you do come. He's got a place prepared for us. Glory to God. Do you not want to go? Because if you're not watching for it, you don't know Jesus. Because to know him is to long for it and to look for it and to be ready and to keep yourself unspotted out of the world. Glory to God.
Amen.
With a soul clean and pure before God. Because Jesus Christ lives inside you in the form of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. Why would you not be ready? I thought all the times in my young life, when I was young, I heard these preachers preach these messages about being ready. Because we don't know the day and the hour when our Lord comes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bless God. You know, I always thought that meant the end of the world. But I'm getting old. I'm grayed up, all this stuff. He may come after me before he comes after everybody. I got to be ready now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when he's going to call my number. I don't think you know either. Because there's young people.
Mm-hmm.
There's little kids dying. Everything else in this world. Praise God. How do you know you're going to live for tomorrow? How do you know that tonight ain't the last night that you'll ever spend on this earth? How do you know that? Can you guarantee tomorrow?
No.
Not unless you know the Lord. Friend, you can't guarantee nothing without Jesus. He is our guarantee. He's our guarantee that if we serve him with all of our mind, all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength, praise God, when we give him that, he's going to give us eternity. He's going to give us heaven. He's prepared a place for us. And he said, if I go and prepare it, I am coming back to get you. Now, he didn't say all at once, but I know that when that last trump sounds, there ain't going to be nobody left here that knows and loves the Lord and is saved and sealed. They're going home. And I want to be in that number. If I'm here when it comes, I want to be in the number that leaves this earth and all them others sitting around that didn't know God going, where'd all them go? Man, I seen planes falling from the sky. The pilots wasn't in it no more than the plane crashed. I seen cars going down the road, suddenly just turn off and wreck. Wasn't nobody in the car when it stopped. I don't know what happened. I tell you, it's the weirdest time I ever seen. But when they realize what time it is, that's going to be the saddest morning. Screaming, begging the people that you ever seen in your whole life, only we won't be here to see it if we're ready.
That's right.
Everything tonight, don't go back to that. If you're ready. Because if you're not ready, you're going to be part of them that's doing the screaming. You're going to be part of them that's mourning because their loved ones may have left. Their children may be gone. And here they are left there behind. There's going to be preachers standing in the church and most of his congregation gone. Glory to God. I don't think I'm saying that a preacher automatically makes it. That'd be a lie. And I ain't no liar. Because praise God, there's some ain't going to make it. There's a lot of them. That's making money instead of making something for God or working on the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
They studied about what they get, what they receive. Well, I get all mine from God. And if you don't, you're at the wrong source. You're seeking it out of the wrong place because it ain't coming from nowhere else but the Lord. Everything you need comes from Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He come down to pour the blessings of God Almighty out on us. He took our sin debt paid for us, glory to God. If we can't live up to that, what makes you think you're getting in the kingdom of God? And yet they didn't. Oh, that one preacher, I don't want to call his name. I don't like him that well. And he said, there's many roads that lead to God. I know what Jesus said. John 14:6. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can go to the Father, but by me. That's what Jesus said. And yet we got people who tell you, oh, that ain't right. Well, you can go to God any way you want to. Just get on up. Friend, they're trying to sucker you into that lake of fire. They're working for the devil. Don't you better fool me. What this Bible says is what this Bible means. Glory to God. I ain't going to preach nothing else, and you can't make me believe nothing else. Because this is the Word of God. And if we can't stand on that, how can you say I trust him for my salvation? How can you say, I'm looking for him? I'm watching for his coming. Glory, if you don't believe his word, you're not doing it. The word is how we escape. Friend, we got to live it, though. Glory to God. I come out of Mark about, I'm going to start at verse 28. And this tells us how smart we are. He said, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and put it forth leaves, we know that summer's near. You know, if we see the trees putting the leaves on them and all that, to get the leaves on it. Well, it's about summer. We even got that much sense, ain't we? So ye in like manner, when you see all these things that the Bible tells you is coming before the end, then we see these things come to pass. Know that it is nigh, even at the doors. If you know that the end is nigh, even at the door, when that last trump goes out, are you not watching for Jesus? Are you not looking for him? Do you not think he's coming? Do you think all that lied? Because if you do, you don't know God at all. You trust in man. Don't trust man. Because the Bible said, God said this. He said, let God be the truth and all men be a liar. Don't listen to man. Listen to God. Follow God. Trust in Jesus. Glory to God. He'll see you through. He can carry you home. Bless God. He can carry you to that kingdom. Hallelujah. Prepared for them that love him. If you don't love him, don't even try. You're not going to make it.
Amen.
Said, verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all those things he said to look for be done. So when that generation then, when he was speaking, how long was it? 2,000-something years ago when he was saying, well, glory to God. Guess what? That generation, everything was fulfilled. We're waiting on God and the Lord Jesus Christ right now to run out of patience with us. For the earth to get so evil that God says, go get them. Go get our children. What's left of them, go get them. Because the rest of them is going to fall if we don't go save them out of that evil and adulterous world. They're butchering children, turning them into what they're not. They're doing all kind of evil. Go get them, son. That's coming. Coming quick. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So this word of God is eternal. This word of God you can live by. This word of God you can trust. But the things of this world, all that's going to be gone anyway. Why do you want to seek the things of the world? Seek the things of God. They're the ones that will last. They're the things that will be there. Glory to God when the world's on fire. Said, but of that day and that hour, no man, I'll tell this close to this, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father.
Amen.
God the Father is going to speak to the Son and say, go get our children. Go get our children. He's going to come back riding on that fire. Oh, there's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 19. And there's going to be an army with him of all the saints and, of course, the angels that come with him. They're coming back down here. They'll make war that final time against those Satan and all them that's evil on the earth, because they got a place they're going. They're heading right toward that lake of fire. Glory to God. But guess what? We don't have to go there. He made a way out. Glory to God. And here's what he said. Take you heed. Watch and pray.
Amen.
And know when the time is. Here.
Right.
There's my watch. I let you look at the dial. It's holding up in front of my tablet here. Can you tell me an hour when it says Jesus is coming? No. All it does is tells you the time of the day right now. That's it. I don't have it on. I don't put it on when I'm preaching. Because praise God, I don't need no watch. I'll get through when God wins. Bless God. But see, we trust in the timepieces. We trust in all this stuff. But you need to read Revelation real close. Because there's an angel going to step out. Glory to God. One foot on the land and one foot on the sea. And he said he's going to declare that time will be no longer. This won't do me no good. That watch won't work no more. Time stopped, glory to God. Ain't time to say, Lord, forgive me. I've been slipping back. Lord, I was able to come back. Lord, forgive me. You ain't got time for that no more. It's over, friend. Why do I preach like that? Because it's the truth. That's what the Bible said. Time would be no more. Glory to God. You ain't got time to say, Lord, forgive me. It's too late for that. You need to do that now. You need to do your repentance now. Last Sunday, after church that morning, we went to the river and I baptized four and got saved, glory to God. And I was praising God all week because them four made a choice. They want to be ready when Jesus comes. They want to be changed. They want to be purified. They want their lives straightened out. They want God to take over. I can't do it. I told you, I can't even do it myself. I've got to have help. That's the reason I have Jesus. That's the reason I got the Holy Ghost. Because, friend, we need that. You need that help. You can't do it on your own. There's too many things out here, distractions and things going on, evil everywhere you look. Every day, something new they're trying to throw at us, to tear us down. But praise God, we just need one to lift us up, and that's Jesus. He'll make you where you can withstand anything comes your way and be more, he said, than a conqueror. Praise God. He said, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work. And commanded the porter to watch. Now, wait a minute. What is his house on earth? Y'all thought about that? That's the church. There's not but one. I ain't said denomination. I said the church. We all part of the church of God. If we're saved, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe he's coming back. We believe in the Holy Ghost. We believe in the Spirit of God. We believe that God the Father spoke everything into existence that is. Glory to everything that was spoken was created by and for him. Glory to God. And yet, we've got jobs to do. Did you hear that? Oh, glory to God. Hear it again. He's like, and say, he gave authority to his servants and to every man his work. Let me ask you, what are you doing for God? What are you doing for God? If you're watching, that's doing something for God. That's making sure you're ready. That's making sure you help others get ready. That's seeking the lost. That's helping people that's working by this world. That's not being coming to church and go and just sit there with your hands held together and looking at your watch every now and then.
Come on.
And when he says, give an altar call, everybody get to run to the door real quick. Keep going to the altar. What work is that? When they say, we need some people to go out with us this weekend, we're going to go out and visit the sick and the ones that said, everybody raise your hand that wants to go. And most of them will look around like this, see if somebody up raising, because they ain't raised there. People, we got work to do. I'm reading the Bible, so it ain't changed my word, praise God. It said that every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Who's the porter? That's probably the pastor, what he's talking about. He's supposed to watch and watch over the flock. And he sees one go astray, a good pastor go after him. And if they can't be reached, that's it. He's done what he can do. God knows. Praise God. But we got to do our work. You've got work to do for God. If you're just a member in the church, there's work for you to do. You might not be the preacher. You might not be the Sunday school teacher. You might not be a deacon. But glory to God, you can be a worker for God. You can go out and do what God has sent us to do, and that's to testify and witness and help others. And we see somebody speak. Help them along. Stop and encourage them, glory to God. Because we got work to do, friends. Jesus is coming. We need to get ready. Praise God.
Yes,
believe me, I'm telling you something new. That's part of getting ready. It's to do your part. Your part. Your part is not my part. What God has laid in you to do, that's for you to do. If you don't do it, you fail God. You fail your salvation. You threw it in his face. I ain't doing nothing. I'm satisfied. I got saved. That's all I got to do. You're wrong. I just read it to you, did I not? Every man, his work. Now, glory to God. That means we all, part of the body of Christ, the body is one. We all one together. But every one of us got a job to do for Jesus Christ. If you ain't doing nothing, friend, I don't want to hear you say how holy you are either. Jesus didn't come down here and do nothing. He went and preached every talk. He healed everybody that come to him. And praise God, he done all that. And then went to the cross and died. What should you do? What job has he laid at your feet that you won't do? Maybe you're a singer, but you won't sing at church. Maybe you can play the piano or guitar, all that, but I ain't playing at church. You ever thought that maybe you got a skill that God wants you to use? Glory to God. He said, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh at even or at midnight or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. You sleeping on the work you're supposed to be doing. You sleeping on the praying you're supposed to be doing. You sleeping on the fasting you're supposed to be doing. You sleeping on that helping others like you're supposed to. That's one of the gifts. The gifts of healing. Says so in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Glory to God. I know a little bit about the Bible because I studied the Bible. Do you read? Is yours got dust on it? Or is it like this? It's starting to wear out in the covers and all that because you've read it so much. See, we got work to do. Glory to God. He said, lest coming suddenly find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Now, a man is watching, is doing all he can do to protect his house, to protect his place, to protect his self, to know that he's ready. Glory to God. I'm watching my salvation. I ain't got nothing in here if they steal this. So, it ain't worth that much no way. And I don't really need it, I guess, because if they steal it, I guess I don't need it that bad. That's the way I feel about it. I need Jesus. But I need Jesus. I need more of him. And I need to do more for him. Each and every day, there's something new that comes up before you. And you realize, hey, maybe he wants me to do this. And most of them go, I'm sure you're not. Just turn their head and walk off. When you see something that needs done for God, you better walk over and start doing it. That's why you saw it. That's why you recognized it. Glory to God. Don't be so stubborn that you say, well, I ain't working. I ain't going to do nothing like that because he ain't going to do nothing for you either.
Come on.
Praise God. I love this part right over here. I'm going to get back over here into the book of Luke, chapter 12. And it starts out, seems like it's talking about the virgin, but I'll read verse 35. It says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning.
Yes.
You see, that's what the virgin, the five wives, their lights was burning for God, wasn't it? What I'm saying, your light is to everywhere you go in this world. You represent Jesus Christ. He said you're an ambassador of Christ. That means you are supposed to be like him in everything you do. In your love of people, in your helping people, in your praying for people, you're laying on hands because of your faith. You can even see the sick recover because and ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. See, when he comes back, he's setting up the wedding right now. He's setting up that marriage supper. Yes. Glory to God. I seen years ago, had a vision come to me one night. And it, you know that white horse he's supposed to ride back? I seen it saddled and standing right beside the throne. Glory to God. That launched me into getting myself ready. I knew something had to be done. I had to tell people, we don't have long to go. Well, I don't know what's long with God because he said one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like one day. So he's not minded of time like we are. But I know he's coming because he's not no liar. Friend, what he said he's going to do, he's done. He's helped people throughout the ages. I've been without food, and food just appeared on my doorstep. Box of food. I hadn't told a soul that I was even hungry. That was low of money. But the food came. Tell me that wasn't God. Ain't nobody else know about it. Nobody else knew I had a need, and yet it was there. I've come up, and we'd be broken. Days coming due, and money in the mailbox. Now, who'd I tell about that? Jesus. Only one I told, and yet it was there. Friend, he will take care of them that love him. I'm telling you, I know of the truth. I know that the woman on here named Betty Yearwood could tell you several times that he's come through for them and their family. And go with God, he will do it yours. But you got to come through for God. You got to be there and be ready to go and be like a glory to God. Isaiah was a glory to God. He said, Lord said, who are we going to send in our name? And he spoke up and said, send me, Lord. We ought to be that eager to serve God. We eager to get the blessings, ain't we? Boy, I want God's blessing. I want him to multiply them to me. I want to receive them every day. He says, I need you to go over here and do this. Oh, Lord, I can't do that. Ain't that just like a man? Ain't it just like what we are? We want and want and want and want till somebody says, I need some help. Oh, yeah, well, I'll get somebody to try to get them to help you that way. I'll be praying for you. How many times have you seen people? It's true. I've seen so many had come up to us in town, and they'd asked maybe me and a couple more that I need prayer for this or that. And the other said, well, we'll put you on the prayer list, sir. I said, let's just pray. pray right then, right there. You do what God said. If he said pray, you pray. He said pray ye one for another that you may be healed. It's time to pray when they need the prayer. Not, we'll do that maybe at church Sunday. No. Pray then. Because that's what God expects of us. Because when you need something, when you need a blessing, when you need relief, when you need help, you cry out to God. What do you expect it right then, don't you? You expect it to be there, don't you? Because that's Almighty God. But Almighty God uses you sometimes to bring that blessing to somebody else. Think about that. What did he say? Put that in your pipe smoking. I was right there, showed you something. God's got a use for us, but if we won't be useful, I don't know what he's going to say. He said, blessed are those servants when the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself. Listen to this part. He'll gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. How unworthy are we that the Lord God Almighty would gird himself and come and serve us while we sit to meat. We ought to be kissing his feet and thanking him for every blessing he's ever blessed us with.
Amen.
The good things in life we've enjoyed. The time we've had on this earth. Whether it's short or whether it's long, we'll be wanting to praise him. But he said he's going to come. He's going to serve us. And you can't serve him now. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to be at that something till you change your ways, change your mind, get where it's no big deal to do something for God, because I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to work while there's time. He said, work. And glory to God. He said, darkness comes when no man can work. That's the darkness of evil coming upon this world. Hallelujah. He said, and if he shall come in the second watch, come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. He's going to pour extra blessing on them that he finds watching for them and doing what he told them to do, doing the work he gives to each man, each woman, each boy and girl that serves God. He's got something for every one of us to do. It ain't just for the preachers. It ain't just for the leaders in church. But it's for everyone that claims Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
It's not just for one or for two or the high and the mighty, the rich. No. The poorest man in there can be the most useful to God. Because usually he'll give them a word of wisdom to help somebody else, to bring them out of the, you know, we get in dire places sometimes in our lives, and they might have that word of wisdom that would lift them up and put their feet back on that rock where they start trusting in Jesus. Because we don't know which one in the church has got the power from God to help that one person. It might not be the preacher. It might not be the Sunday school teacher. It might be the one that sits on the back bench that needs to come up and say something to them. But you know what? You got to be willing to move before God can move you, friend.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory. He said, and this know, this is where he says that again. If the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man, listen, cometh at an hour when you think not. And that's, I'm showing you.
Amen.
That says when you think not. Because there's a lot of times, you know, I say, well, don't look like the Lord's coming today. Maybe he'll come tonight. And I go to bed praying and asking, Lord, if you come, find me worthy. If there's something wrong with me, God, forgive me. If it's something, bring it to my attention that I can get rid of it out of my life. Because we better pray that way every day.
Amen.
In verse 42 there said, and the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward when his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their force to meet due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. He said, of a truth, I say unto you, he'll make him ruler over all he has. If that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, this saying is going back over there, and begin to beat the men servants, maidens, to eat and drink and to be drunk, the Lord of that servant come in a day When he looked it not fulfilled, I'm trying to warn you what Jesus said.
Yeah.
You don't matter. It don't matter what I say. I'm not God. I ain't the Lord. I am a child of God. And here's what I tell you. If I'm having to preach this, God's brought this into our hearts to bring this message. Glory to God. Please don't be found wanting and not watching.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting more of the world, more of this, more of that. Get more of God, and he'll supply more of this and more of that. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things would be added unto you. Because you found yourself worthy in the eyes of God, and he's going to supply to your needs, friend. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, look. He said,
glory to God.
The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for it. He stopped looking for God. Why? Because he went back on what God gave him. He turned his life around. God did it. He brought him out of sin, folks. Glory to God. That man rejoiced, just like I did probably, shouting, wanted to just touch everybody, give them some of that. He felt like he had that much of God in him. That if he just touched them, they'd receive it, bless God. Hallelujah. I get that feeling some days now. Just want to go touch my kids. Glory to God. Get some of this. Feel this. Glory to God. If you ever feel it, you won't run from it. You'll run to it. That's Jesus. That's who he is, and that's what he does, friend. Glory to God. If you ever get the fullness of God, you'll run to him. You'll never run from him again. But this servant ran from him. Oh, my Lord, he's delaying his coming. So I'm not looking for him to come. And I'm going to have need. I'm going to get out back out in this world again. I was sashaying pretty good before. And when he did, that's when Jesus, it didn't say he come and got everybody, but he come on him suddenly. Cut him asunder. That means he died.
Yeah.
You know where he went. I have not got to tell you. You know where evil goes when it dies. It's a lake of fire. It's built and made for the devil and the fallen angels, the third angels that fell to the devil. It wasn't made for me or you or our family members or our loved ones or anybody else. No human was made to go there. We were made in the image of God to know the difference between right and wrong. And yet they keep choosing wrong. They keep choosing, oh, well, I got saved 15 years ago. I come in and I got up there, confessed, and they turned me baptized. What have you been doing for Jesus since then? Well, I come to church pretty regularly. I don't get as much. I put money in the offering every once in a while. And that's what they've done for Jesus, friend. I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you found wanting when you meet God. I don't want you to say, God, I love you so much. You've been so good to me. He said, well, what'd you do for me? And you ain't got nothing to say. I didn't do anything, God. I took your salvation and held it in my heart. You remember in this Bible right here, it talked about the talents. You remember that? They give out them talents to them. One had one, one had three, one had five. You know, like that. And that one, oh, I know my Lord how he is about this. I'm just going to bury this where I'll make sure I don't lose it. He goes and buries it. Out. But the others went and traded with theirs. In other words, they went out and sought somebody else to help, and it multiplied. There's
doubles.
Instead of just having three, they had six. Instead of having five, they had ten. You know, in other words, it doubled on. And he said, oh, well, good, you know, enter in. You've been working for me. Come on in. Glory to God. And then you got the one, come up right here, Lord. Here's that you gave me. He said, why didn't you give it to the people that loaned money? And I'd have got you that back. And usury from it. In other words, why didn't you go out and share it? Why didn't you go out and use it for something? You just took it, hid it in your heart, and you didn't do nothing with it. Friend, I'm out here to tell you tonight, that is the world right now, how it is. They want God. They want his favor. They want his blessing. They want his goodness.
Come on.
They want his greatness. They want their children saved. They want them brought in. Got them off drugs, out of the prisons. All this stuff. They ask God to do it all. And when he does, they say, thank you. Walk off. And they don't do nothing. But I got news for you all. there's something in your life that you need to do for God. There's something that He's waiting to see if you are going to be a faithful servant unto God, as faithful as He was when He went to Calvary's cross, as faithful as He was when He rose from the dead and conquered death and hell for Him. Glory to God. If you got that, if you believe in Jesus at all, then glory to God. You believe that you owe Him a little something for what He did. You believe that I need to work for Him till the Master comes. I need to be about my Father's business, just like Jesus
Amen.
Said. Glory to God. You remember in glory, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, them that have been baptized into Christ, they're a brand new creature.
Praise God.
Old things are all passed away. And all things about you has become new. And you say, well, here I was. Now, this man right here, I did not like to talk before people. I didn't like to even get up in class in school and have to read a book before anything. I couldn't hardly do it. Just didn't have that in me. But I got truly saved. And the preacher went to ask, does anybody got a testimony? That hand, I was waving that hand. I do. I got up and spoke, boy. They clapped their hands. I said, Lord, I wasn't even thinking all that. You put that in my mouth. After that, he called me and said, I'm going to call you to preach. I told my wife. I told this before. You better be careful what you say. That's a whole big lot of stuff you got to do. I'm telling you. She kind of scared me. I backed off a little while. For about 3-4 months. We was in church one night. We had a real good service. And she got on here, and I was over here, and we was down praying. This old man, I didn't know him. He came over and laid his hand on him. He said, who I've called to do my bidding, you get out of the way. And turned around and walked off. He didn't know him. He didn't know nothing about us. And she knew it was God. And she told me, she said, you got to preach. You got to preach. Friend, I'm scared to death. I still am. Every time I think about the responsibility God has put on me. But He's also put some on you. You can't just lay down on God and say,
Amen.
Yeah, I received all God has. And now I can just sit down. I don't worry about nothing. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm sealed. I'm sanctified. And I'm going, because I ain't going to do nothing for God. I ain't going to go out and tell nobody about it. I ain't going to witness. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to go to church, cross my arms, sit there. And when the preacher gets done, I'm going to the house. I'll put my money in. That's all I'm doing. We got a bunch like that today. What I'm telling you, you got to be ready. Well, when you're ready, you're working for God. When you're ready, your heart is pure. It's true. Glory to God. You don't want sin. Sin is the awfulest, ugliest, nastiest thing in this world, and you don't want nothing to do with it. So what do? I work for God. I work for the other side. Glory to God. I get out and tell people about Jesus. I go to Walmart, and I say, hey, ain't this a beautiful day for the Lord to come again? People go, they may look at you funny, but you put that in their mind and in their heart. And later on, it may be just exactly what it takes to bring them to the Lord. But if you won't do it, and you won't help, and you won't move, and you won't speak, and you won't walk and talk for Jesus, glory to God, He'll find somebody that weak. In all the great blessings He gives you, He can take them and give them right over here to somebody that will do it. Don't be found wanting. Don't be found in a place where God can't have mercy on you because you wouldn't do nothing for God. Watch for Him, friend. I'm telling you, watch. Start in your heart looking for God. And He says you'll find Him. Remember what it said on the ask and you'll receive. Knowledge
yeah.
will be open. You know, that's all we got to do is ask Him. But you need to ask Him, what would you have me do now, Lord? See, that's why you ask. Knock on God's door a little bit. Knock on there and say, Lord, is there something else you'd have me do for you? Because He just might tell you, friend. And if you don't do it, He's going to tell you that too. I love everybody out there. And I hope this helps somebody. You remember what I said, though. Every one of us got a work to do for God. Whether we do it or not is up to us. But you have a calling on your life if you've been saved, born again. See, you're filled up with the Spirit. Glory to God, you got a calling on your life. I didn't say you was called to preach. I didn't say you was called to teach. There's a calling on your life to work for God. Will you do it? Will you be ready when he comes? Will you be looking for it? He said, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
Yes.
Be ready. Watch and be ready. Because he is coming.
Amen.
Coming out of people that's looking for it. God bless you. We get to come down. I hope God really blesses you, upholds you, that you get stronger in God, that Satan can't even find a avenue to attack you anymore. Where God shines forth out of you like a noonday sun. And you just go lighten up people's world out here. Because when you start talking to them, that glow that comes off of you, it can get on them, friend. I've seen it happen. I've been up Bear Creek one time, went up there to fish, was messing around. This guy went down there and he was sitting down just holding his head. I just went over and asked him, was he all right? He said, no. I said, what's wrong? And he told me a big story. I ain't going to say what all it was, but he told me a story. And I said, you care if I pray for you? He said, no, I need it. Got down praying for it. He gave his life to the Lord. You don't know when God's going to use you. But if you see somebody hurting, why don't you go ask if you can help them? Why don't you go ask if they know the Lord? Ask them where they go to church or if they go to church. Invite them to your church. Ain't going to kill you, but it may win your way into heaven. Because when we're doing the works of God, he knows everything we do and everything we think. Think on him and do for him, and he'll do for you. Till next time I get to come, God bless you. Be with all of you out there and reading up saying that because I'm videoing this. I'm going to shut it off. Just maybe I'll turn it back to you for a little while.
Okay, we're going to go over here and sing a few songs and just be praying for all the people that have needs out there. We know that there's many of them. If you're on Facebook and have a prayer request, just turn it in and we'll pray over it here in a few minutes. Just pray for me and Tim as we get over here and sing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Long years ago, went out in sin. I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees, in agony, I prayed to Jesus and he let me set me free. I never said, forget today. When all the burdens come, my soul rolls away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for me, everything to me. Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now. And if your feet still come without, assist to hear your everything. He'll say that when you hear me, peace and joy within. I never shall forget today. When all the burdens from my soul roll away, it made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for you, everything you need. I never shall forget today. When all the burdens from my soul roll away, it made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for his everything to me. Thank you.
Jane was showing. God was from the fellow man. Well, please, the hour that she can stand. When he's been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. You don't have to go around bringing face towards the ground. But you'll have joy and gladness in your soul. The Lord will lift you up. He'll fill that empty gut. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. And all you need from day to day will show it. I love for you, fellow man. Help me to doubt if the ship is sinking. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Get ready for the day. The Lord's gonna call you away. He's coming for a church that's built on solid ground. Tell mothers of his love and about the home above. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. God's belief from day to day will show it. God was to fellow men. And I will please the power of the ship to win. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. God's belief from day to day will show it.
Thank you.
we're going to give him a little break there. And, you know, I was just thinking, there's many out there that don't know the Lord. And I just want to say to you, don't wait till it's too late.
Amen.
You've got to get ready. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. And if the Lord's dealing with you, just kneel down and give him your heart today. And let him be Lord of your life, and then you know that you'll be ready to meet the Lord when he comes.
Amen.
Because we're never just another second, another minute, another hour, another day. People's leaving this world every day without the Lord. And I just want everyone to be ready and prepared to meet the Lord. So if you're out there and need the Lord, just kneel down and ask him to forgive you of your sins, and he'll come into your heart, and he'll take full control of you. And I just want to give some prayer requests in. We got a lot of prayer requests coming in. Jeanette needs healing. And let's pray for all those that have the flu, that have COVID, that have colds, just so many sicknesses out there. That people have, that they need a touch from the Lord. And we know that God can touch them if they just believe and receive it. Tammy Briner says to pray for her daughter, Jennifer Wheeler, that is in stage 3 breast cancer. She said it's the most aggressive kind, but we know that nothing is too hard for our God. We've seen several of them healed of cancer here lately. And we know that God has no respect to persons. What he does for one, he'll do for another. So we're just believing God for this lady here, that God's going to touch her and turn this situation around, what the devil meant for bad. Dora and Jay, they're needing our prayers. Dora needs strength. And I think they said that they found another spot on her, but we are believing the Lord. He has brought her this far, and we believe in the Lord that he's going to just go in there with his big mighty healing hand and just take that little spot out of there. We're believing it in Jesus' name. Elizabeth Belcher, she fell the other day and hurt her shoulder. To remember her, remember my sister Eloise that was attacked by a bulldog and knocked down, and she broke her hip and had to have surgery, had to have 3 rods or whatever you want to call it in her leg. And she still can't walk right now, but they're coming into her home and giving her therapy. And she messed up the nerves in her shoulder and in her hand where she had already had surgery on her shoulder. So remember her. She's needing a healing touch. Remember Harold as he takes care of her. He needs strength. Remember my other sister, Shirley. She fell the other day in her closet. She was on her little step ladder, and she kind of tiptoed a little bit, and it turned over with her, and she hit pretty hard, and she's hurting in her back pretty bad. So remember her. Remember my brother, Bill, that needs a touch from God, having prostate problems. So remember him. And I've got a bunch of family that need to be saved, so remember them. We're believing God. God is doing a work in my family, and I thank him for that. I thank God for what he's doing for some of my family members. They're really growing in the Lord, and they've started a singing group there at church, and I'm just proud of them and thank God that they're getting on in and trying to do something for the Lord. Remember my cousin Brenda Cardin needs our prayers for her and her family. Sharon Nowak needs our prayers. Ann Hagen, she's in the hospital needing a miracle, and her daughter is on hospice. They said her heart is failing her, but we're believing God for her also. Pat Dossie needs healing in her lower back. And I've been having a problem in my legs for about 2 weeks. You know, I've been needing surgery on them for a long time, but I'm just believing God. And I don't know what's happened, but I just hurt in my hip joints and my knee joints and my ankle joints. So just pray that God will move the pain on out. I've got too much work to do for this to be going on. Let's remember an orphanage that needs prayer. Let's remember Jeff and family. And Holly's husband needs a total miracle, total healing in his body. They said he had cancer, but we heard that the cancer, that the tumors have shrunk, so we thank God for that. And Pauline Campbell, she needs prayer, and she needs healing in her body and prayer for her church. Anna needs healing. Julian and Rachel needs prayer. Rachel needs healing in her body. Tim needs God to continue to touch his heart and touch him to where he'll quit having these chest pains and all. And remember Mamie and her family. And Mamie's uncle had a wreck yesterday, so he's needing healing. They had to take him to the hospital. Let's remember Nellie and Lisa and Serenity, Daniel, Leon, and Angie. Let's remember our pastor, Don, in prayer. He's been going for days on end, and yesterday he had to preach a funeral, and he had to preach the funeral, then go to the graveside and preach again, and then he preached last night, so he's just totally worn out tonight. So remember him, and just pray for his voice also, because when he preaches a lot, it, you know, strains it. Let's remember Michaela, she's getting close to having her baby, and just pray for a safe delivery for her and the baby, and let's pray for all those that are in the hospitals, nursing homes, jails, and let's just pray for all the lost. All of us have family, I know that need the Lord, so let's just remember each and everyone's family, and pray for my friend Nancy Cook, and pray for all the ones listening out there and all their needs. We just thank God for what he's doing, and we thank him for what he's going to continue to do. And Brother Miles, how's your mama doing?
She's done better this week. When my son was up last week, she was sitting at the table with him eating, and she just passed out on him. And it was that AFib in her heart that just caused her to pass out. And she's done a lot better since then. I think she's going to see the doctor next Tuesday, I think it is. She's supposed to go back over and see the doctor again. See if there's anything else. I need prayer tonight for me. I got a hernia down low on me, and it's, every time I preach, it really, really hurts. And a lot of times it's all I can do to keep going to the end of the sermon, then give a prayer, altar call and everything. So y'all, pray for me. God will take that away. I don't want surgery. I want God to do it. I believe he's a lot better doctor than any of these we got around here. Remember a man named Curtis Allen, he's my age, went to school with him. He got prostate cancer, and they're treating for that. Remember him, and remember Deborah Chandler. She's got pretty bad diabetes. She had a lot of trouble with her feet getting infected here lately and stuff like that. I just been praying, God, take that from her. I'm looking for him to take the diabetes away from her. And we got them four that just got baptized in our church, at Nick's Chapel Church up there. Remember to just lift them up to the Lord. Just ask him, say, Lord, them newcomers, them babes in Christ, Lord, feed them that milk of the word that they can grow thereby. So I'm going to do all I can do. I'm going to try to talk to the people in the church and say, look, put all our numbers up there. If they need one of us, they're going to need us right there. And that way we're available to help them night or day. They got questions, they need prayer, a little strength, whatever. We ought to be there for them. That's part of that job all of us has.
Amen.
Remember my children, they're just, some listen, some don't. You know how that goes.
Amen.
I got need of them to say, but I fully believe God's going to save me. He told me years ago he would. And I'm just waiting on him. Because I know he don't lie to me. And I know he's going to save my kids. He's going to bring them in.
Amen.
Because he said they wouldn't listen to it. He said, but I will bring them in. So I'm standing on the word of God.
Yeah. Let's remember Brother Ron Bart, too.
Yes.
He's down at God's House of Prayer in Cleveland. And let's remember him. He's still needing a miracle in his body, and we're believing for that miracle. We're believing that God's going to go in there, those arteries out, and that God's going to do the job, because the doctors say that they can't, go in there and do it, and because he's on too much blood thinners. So we're just believing God that he's going to do it.
Amen.
And also pray for our church up here also. And just pray for all the ones that are really, truly working for the Lord, and pray that God will give them strength. The devil's trying to wear the saints out, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we know that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. So, Brother Miles, you want to just lead us in prayer there, and we'll pray over all these needs?
Yes. Heavenly
Thank
Father,
you,
we've heard tonight.
Lord,
we're trusting
pray,
you, God. We know that you're listening to our calls. You're listening to our prayers, Lord. And you hear the prayers of the saints. Your ears are attentive under our cries. But God, we have so many
Jesus.
We've talked to tonight.
Right.
Brother Ron, Brother Don, even myself, our children, our loved ones that are lost, Lord God. All those that are so sick need you so badly, Lord God. And for the ones that they found that spot of cancer back on, that's a lie.
That
your word is true, because when the healer God that's in, and he can't come back from what you do, it can't be undone, Father. Dear God, we pray in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, for Brother Ron. He needs a miracle, God. You're in the touch. Take no thoughts about it, God. Make that heart strong again. Father God, I ask you, God, I'm asking you to move on back to
him. Ready to meet you.
He don't want to go to the doctor. But dear God, I never take that feeling, Father. Let him trust in God. Let you just move on his heart and make him well, Father, for he has no complaint, no more trouble with it. I ask in the fresh name of Jesus, make him down, Lord, Father. Dear God, move on to his bed. In the trouble in the back and the leg that's been on his leg, God. I ask the Lord to take all that pain away and tell the devil he's a liar. If there's any pain in you, don't believe it. Take it with you.
Dear God, move on to the elevator.
Dear God, put her in her body when she fell and broke her heel. Lord, wherever they go wrong, I ask you to touch the people of Brother Harris. Lord, to move on him and strengthen him, God, as he goes through this with God. Wait for her hand and foot. Dear God, there's no button right now that the Christians are facing, but dear God, we don't have to face it. We got an advocate with us. Jesus Christ.
Lord,
I believe everyone we talk for tonight, Curtis, Brad, Deborah, all these ones, they said, you know our hearts, God. I ask you in the name of Jesus to go and teach you every one of them. I go and tell them, God, our Lord's mother, and Joseph's the Lord, and still the one that can heal all of them.
God,
put an urgency that man needs your food. to get out.
Prayer for his
because that's in our, we've been given the power of God. God to move on the
cross.
If Brother Nard is strengthened,
the
Lord give him more strength. Help his voice not to fail. Help him to carry on. If the word of
Jesus,
I can hardly wait
forevermore. That's what I'm living for. I'm putting my mistakes behind and pressing to the things before. I fix my eyes on the prize. I found in Christ my Lord. Silver and gold will fade. This world will soon be past. But I got to hold on to this hope that is gone. Only when God for Christ will last. In that promised land, on the golden strand, I'll see my Savior's face. It will be such bliss with the ones I've been in that resting place. I'll have a crown to wear and a mansion fair. I can hardly wait for Him on that door forevermore. That's what I'm living for.
That's what we're
living for.
It's on my heart that we preached this tonight. We brought a message out tonight that Christians, sinners,
everybody needs to know that when you come to Jesus, we come into the will of God. That's what we live in from then on. And he's got work for you to do. You might not have great big things that he got, but he's always got something for every one of us to do. Are you willing to do something for God? Because we sure do love the blessings of God, don't we? I love it.
Amen.
Wake up, that sun shining so beautiful in the morning, and that evening you see that beautiful sunset as the sun goes down, and then it gets dry, and everybody's eating, and that beautiful rain comes down from heaven, and it makes everything green again, and praise God, he just blesses us each and every day. And yet, when he says, I need you to do something for me, we kind of back up and sit down. Baby, we got to watch and be ready. Being ready is being ready to do what God said, too. It's to work for him, to represent him, to go talk to people about him. And glory to God. Them four that got saved, I was so happy when they told me that they had two that wanted to get baptized. And I went to church that morning. I was so full of the Spirit of God. I was up running across the pew. Everything in it, I just... so full of the Holy Ghost, the hair was standing up all over me. My arms looked like a porcupine. The hair was standing so straight up. That much spirit in that church, and two more got ready to be baptized and wound up with four going to the river.
Now, praise
baby,
God.
If we'll do for God, God will do for us. Praise the Lord. He ain't never let me down. Has he ever let any of y'all down? Has he ever led you there and be just where you're by yourself and ain't got no hope? No, because there's God. God is the hope that we all cling to. No matter how bad it looks, doctors say you got cancer. Well, you go to praying, don't you? And if you may never have called on God, let a doctor tell you that. You'll be, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, dear God, move on me. Lord, help me and heal me. Because you know that that's what God can do. If we know that that's what God can do, why don't we want to live in a way that he will do it?
Amen.
Be ready when
that
time comes. It may come in your life when you need help that the doctors can't give you, that your family can't give you, that your friends can't give you. And glory to God, there ain't but one place you can get it, and that's God. So be ready when that time comes. You already got a relationship with him. You ain't got to call on a stranger. You can call on God because you know he's your friend. He'll stay closer than a brother. Glory to God. Ain't that what we want? We want to be loved. More than anything else, a human being wants to feel loved and appreciated. Well, that's what God does. He lets you feel his love each and every day, and he'll show you how he appreciates it because he'll bless you. He'll bless your life. Glory to God. And he'll uplift you in the times when you're down. And glory to God. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And my heart says, I want to see my children. I want to see that worse than anything. In this world, I want to see my children all come in and be under God's authority, under his roof, under his protection, covered by his blood. Praise God that the devil can't take them and torment them and torture them and do something with them. What do you want tonight? Because my God can give it to you. He's the only one that can. The government ain't going to give you nothing. They will cheat everybody out of something, you know, and get more tax money from them. So they ain't going to give you anything. It costs you. But what you get from God don't cost you nothing. You're the one accepting. You're the one receiving. And God's the one giving. But he says,
amen,
to do something for me, will you watch for me? Be looking. What's that mean? That means keeping yourself ready. It don't matter day or night. If God needs you, somebody calls, oh, Lord, would y'all be praying? Yeah, where y'all at? We're at the hospital right now. I'll be there in just a minute. Yeah, well, I got to work tomorrow. It don't matter. Get up and go. You do for God, I guarantee you God will bless you. He'll put a hundredfold blessing back on you. Because that's who God is. I'm just trying to tell you now that all of us need to be expecting what we expect out of this life. We're going to get it from God. Because if you get it, you're not going to get it of yourself. It's a blessing from God. So tell the one that give it to you, thank you every now and then. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I love you for how good you've been to me. And Lord, you kept me and my family through all kinds of trouble, but we're still here. Praise you, Lord. Because that's what
Jesus.
He expects. He said, I let all have breath. Praise you, the Lord. And you know, you go to church. I'm just saying it like it is. You go to church anymore, and there's five, six, seven that'll get up and praise God and give him his glory.
Amen.
The rest will sit there like he has never done nothing for them in their life. How can you be that way? Do you think God don't mean that you are included in that everything as breath? Praise the Lord. So when you go to church, go to do something for God, not just to be there.
Yes.
Go to do something for God. Go to do your part. All of us are part. We got parts and places in the body of Christ. But he said that body has many members, but it's just one body. Let's all work together to be the fullness of Christ within each one of us. That when he comes, we won't have to be ashamed. We won't have to say, oh, Lord, forgive me, because we'll already be forgiven and be walking in the will of God. I believe that's the thing that God wanted everybody to know.
Yes.
You do for me, he's always going to do for us. If you do something to help somebody, God's just going to give it back to you in a blessing.
Amen.
So why wouldn't we be doing the things God wants us to do? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's like
Amen.
They always want somebody else to do it. But sometimes it's your turn. It's your turn.
Amen.
The preacher can't do it all. The deacons can't do it all. The Sunday school teachers can't do it all.
Yeah.
You need to do your part in your life for your salvation. Friend, be ready. I don't know when he's coming, but I guarantee you he's coming. And he's coming for those that are watching and praying.
Amen.
I'll get back to you soon, Betty.
We appreciate you coming on, Brother Miles, and giving us the word. And thanking for his anointed word that we got tonight. And we'll be back next Monday. Every Monday we're on from 6 p.m. to whenever God gets done with Brother Don. His broadcast is on Mondays starting at 6 p.m. So come and join us there on Brother Don Harris's broadcast. And then we'll be back on Thursday, every Thursday, for Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we thank God for every one of the listeners. And we hope to see y'all next Thursday, or next Monday and Thursday. And just tell your friends and your neighbors about the broadcast. We need to get it shared out to where people can hear the gospel. Like and share it for us if you don't mind. And we want to say that we love everybody. Jesus loves you. And go with God. We'll go with you. And we're just going to say good night. We love y'all. And we'll see you next week. Just pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless.
God bless y'all.
Yes.
Love y'all.
God bless. We love y'all. Good night.
Good night.